He had no business eating at the king's table. His family background, physical infirmities, and utter helplessness should have barred him from such an honored place. But there he sat, day after day, like one of the king's own sons. Mephibosheth had experienced more than his share of physical and emotional pain. 2 Samuel 4:4 briefly recounts the tragic accident that left him unable to walk on the very day he learned of the battle deaths of his father Jonathan and his grandfather King Saul. Now, years later, David ruled as king over all Israel. 2 Samuel 9 tells us Mephibosheth was living an obscure life in safe distance from Jerusalem. The usual custom in ancient Near East was for new kings to wipe out the entire family of the previous king to prevent any possible political comeback. It's likely that Mephibosheth was also aware of his grandfather's attempts to kill David years before. So when messengers from King David arrived at his house to escort him to the king, Mephibosheth probably expected the worst. What he found when he arrived, however, was a king who understood grace. A king anxious to help to keep a promise he had made to Jonathan, Mephibosheth's father, many years before. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth, at your service," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" You and I share a lot in common with Mephibosheth. We're unworthy servants who do not deserve any special favors from God. We and members of our family have sometimes treated him like an enemy. Crippled by the sin in our life, we are spiritually like dead dogs. Yet, God's invitation remains open for a seat at his table. Each week, we're invited to rejoice with our King at his table of remembrance. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God takes us from the gutter of sin and seats us at his royal table with a promise of an even greater banquet someday in heaven. We read in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9, "Then the angel said to me, 'Write the following: Blessed are those who are invited to the banquet at the wedding celebration of the Lamb.' He also said to me, 'These are the true words of God.'" So today, as we sit at this table, like one of the king's sons or daughters, let's celebrate the grace and kindness that allowed us to be here. Let's bow before the king and humbly respond to him as Mephibosheth did to David, "Your servant." Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we humbly come before you today, showing our love and adoration and remembrance for your Son and what he did for us. Jesus, the King of this kingdom that we're in. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to sit around this table to show honor to him. We thank you for the invitation. Be with us now as we partake of these emblems that proclaim his death as we look forward to that time that he returns. Help us, Father, to be bold and to let the world know, not only today, but throughout the week, that your Son died for us, and that someday he's coming back for them and for us. Thank you so very much, Father, for this remembrance. Be with each and every one of us now as we partake. In Jesus' name I pray.